Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. We're doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And I really want you to put on your thinking caps today and listen to this devotion. And then we're going to do a teaching on it. My weeping. We start off with the scripture, John 11, verse 4. When he heard this, Yeshua said, the sickness will not end in death. So it is for the mighty one's glory, so that his son may be glorified through it. John verse 11, 11 says, our friend Lazarus has fell asleep, but I am going to wake him. John 11, verses 14 to 15 says, so then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. And then John 11, 23 says, Yeshua said to her, your brother will rise again. We continue reading. John 11, verses 33 to 36. When Yeshua saw her weeping, and the Jewish people who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, master, they replied. Yeshua wept. Then the Jewish people said, see how he loved him. Why do you think I was deeply moved in spirit and troubled? Do my words give you the impression I doubted Lazarus would rise? Of course not. So why did I weep? Why was I troubled? Why was I deeply moved? It was because of your lack of faith. Why does it take raising the dead, parting the sea, healing the cripples, and so much more for you to believe? Why must there always be a miracle? Is your eternal destiny not enough? Even if it was all I had for you, your faith is a gift, and yet you still choose to doubt. Why do I weep? I weep over your doubting mind. I weep over your stiff-necked ways. I weep for you, not with you. When they rolled the stone away, I looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing there, that they may have believed in you sent me. John 11, verses 41 to 42. Today you are the one standing here, and I am still weeping. Back then Lazarus came out. Take off the grave clothes and let him go, as it said in verse 44. Today I say to you, come out and remove the grave clothes that blind your mind. Believe in my Father. Believe that he sent me. Wipe away my tears. Wow. Wow, that one hits me. That one hits me hard because we need to look at what the scriptures say about faith. We need to know what it's saying about faith. Why do we need him to prove any more to us for us to be faithful in him? It says in Hebrews 11, 1, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Why do we need to see to believe and have faith? We have to get this right, and we have to trust him and make that choice to trust him. No matter what anyone says, no matter where we are in our lives, we have to trust that Yeshua is our Savior. We have to trust and believe. He's already shown us every miracle we need to see. He's already done it all. There's nothing else more that should need to be done. We need to have faith. It's a gift, a wonderful gift. Open up and unwrap it. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for it is by the grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of Yahweh, not by works, so that no one can boast. A wonderful gift. 2 Peter 1, verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Yeshua Messiah, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of Yahweh, and Savior Yeshua Messiah. And Philippians 1:29 says, for to you it has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Those people that are about to be martyred, that are being tortured, that are in prison because they're not going to utter the words that are going to deny the Messiah, those are people that have faith. For Job said, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That word necessary means everything. That means his words are more important than my life. Because I have faith knowing I'm only passing here for a short time and I know where I'm going. And I ask you all today, just like the devotional says, why must you see new things to believe? Have you not seen enough? Romans 1, 16 to 17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jewish people, then to the Gentile. For the gospel of the righteousness of Yahweh is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I'm going to say it again. We have all we need. We have all we need. That's it. Mark 1 verse 15 says, the time has come, he said, the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Repent and believe in the good news. We don't keep needing the signs. We need to trust in faith. Hebrews 11, 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh. Without faith, is it impossible to please Yahweh? Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those earnestly who seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 1, 6 and 7 says, but he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. We must have a steadfast faith, the faithfulness. How great is thy faithfulness? We must remain faithful in him. When we look at the scripture, it says in Hebrews, by faith, Abraham obeyed Yahweh and called him home. By faith, when Abraham was tested, was willing to sacrifice his own son. By faith, we look at what Noah did, Daniel did, Job did. Joseph did. We're called in 2 Corinthians 5:7 to live by faith, not by sight. To faith, not by sight. Now, how does it make you feel that our own Messiah wept over the people's lack of faith? And how do you think it makes him feel today that we still have such a lack of faith? Do you have complete faith and trust in our Messiah? And you might answer right now, yes. You might be thinking, of course I do. Well, now my question is to you is, if you have faith in him, why do you not follow him? Why do you not seek to do as he does? If you have faith in him, why do you seek ways of man? Why do you seek ways of your Christian church that's living against the scriptures of the Bible? If you have faith in him, why do you make excuses and look for loopholes not to follow his guidelines and instructions? If you want him to hear, you must be faithful. Always. Not at sometimes. You shouldn't have to see miracles to believe anymore. We've seen enough. It's time to step forward. It's time to understand what he wants us to do and have faith that we will be successful in everything we do. If you have faith in him, a faith in him that is unmoved, a faith in him that nobody's going to take away, I ask you this other question. Do you have a doubt? Do you have a doubt that his word is true, that his word is real? I'm not asking about doubting yourself. I'm asking, are you trusting in him and following his words, regardless of how you feel? Because you know his words are right, and you know he's going to carry you through, and you know you're going to be fine. It says in Luke 16, 10 to 12, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So you have not been trustworthy in handling the words, worldly wealth. Who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? And Matthew 24, verses 45 to 46 says, who then is faithful and wise, a wise servant, whom the master has put in charge and the servants of his household will give them food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. We must be faithful. We must remain faithful at all times. We look at what it says. Let's look at the words of our wonderful Messiah. The holy words of our wonderful Messiah, and let's see what he has to say about faith. And he has to say about these things. Yeshua said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Now I know there are many people out there that do not fully believe that. But if you call yourself a believer in Yeshua Messiah, you can never doubt that. You can never go back on that stance. There's only one way, and that's through Yeshua. And Yahweh offered his son, Yeshua, to us, to everyone that believes in him, so they will have eternal life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Then why do you doubt? Yeshua said, I am the resurrection. I am life. Everyone who believes in me will have life, even if they die. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never really die. Do you believe that? Without a question of a doubt, you believe it. Again, I ask you, if that is true, why do you doubt him in your ways? Why do you not follow the commandments of our Creator? Why? If you believe in him and everything he said, why do you not follow him? John 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I am produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. Do you believe that? We can do nothing without him. So why do you leave him? Why do you follow man's ways? Why do you follow man? The lack of faith. Why do you need to see more? He brought people back from the dead. He brought himself back from the dead. Why do you need to see more? Yeshua said in John 8:24, I told you that you would die in your sins if you did not believe that I am he. You will indeed die in your sins. Do you believe Yeshua is Yahweh? Then why do you not follow him? John 10, verses 30 to 33 says, the Father and I are one. Are one. Are one. Where is your faith today? Where is your trust in him? And you say, oh, I trust in all these things you're saying. I trust in all of them. Well, then I ask you, do you worry? Do you have fear in your life, fear of man? Do you worry? Do you worry about things? Do you have anxiety about things? Well, if you trust in him, he says, do not worry or do not be dismayed. He says, do not live in fear of man. He says, trust me and don't let anything take your joy away. Through your worrying and your fear and your anxiety, you're showing a lack of faith in him. Follow him. Do you think Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the wonderful King who came down and died for us, is fearing what man thinks? Is fearing about losing his job? Is fearing about not having a home? Is fearing about where he's going to get his clothes from? Is fearing about how he's going to eat? No, I promise you, he never had any of those worries because he believed in the Father. He had complete faith. No matter what was going on in his external sources, he knew that he was taken care of, and he knew that the Father was with him always. Do you doubt and wake up in fear and worry? Do you lose sleep about these things of the world and people of the world? Where are you going to get this and that and all these other things? Well, you might say you follow him and you have great faith, but if you're worrying and you're in fear and all these different things, that's not faith at all. Yeshua tells us not to worry. Matthew 6:25, so I tell you, do not worry about the food you drink, or the drink you need to live, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more than just food, and the body is more than just clothing. And faith is believing in him, and he says not to worry. If you worry, you are not being faithful to our Creator's words. Matthew 6:26 to 27 says, look at the birds in the air. They don't plant and harvest, store food in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. And you know that you are worth more, much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. but we worry about it. We fear it. We fear man. We don't look for Yahweh's insurance. We look for the drug insurance that our company gives us, that our job gives us. Instead of going out there and preaching the good news of my Messiah and letting everyone know about him, we're so quick to go to our job doing something we don't like every single day with people we don't like, so we don't lose that drug insurance from the man-made pharmaceutical companies. When Yahweh's trying to offer us his insurance. Who do you listen to? Who is your king? Who do you serve? That shows where your faith is. Matthew 6, 30-31 says, if that is how Yahweh clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow and is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Matthew 6, 34 says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow I will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough. And John 14, 27 says, peace is what I leave you with. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset, and do not be afraid. Do you spend your life complaining? Do you spend your life in worry and fear? I ask you today, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Do you have to see more miracles to be faithful? I have no money, or I need $200 to pay this bill, and then somebody walks up to you and gives you $200. Now you rest. Oh, now I believe in faith. Now I believe. What an amazing thing he did. Did you ever doubt that he wouldn't do or couldn't do something so amazing? And if he didn't supply that money for you, instead of cursing him and having a disbelief, you should have even more belief, for he is doing something much greater than my flesh wants. He's taken me on a path and given me a brokenness that'll exalt me higher and better and give me more faith than ever before. Are we thanking him for everything? Are we thanking him for everything? Are we being faithful in everything? Do we have the faith to treat others better than we treat ourselves? Or are we selfish and thinking about what ifs and how comes? You know, Yeshua says these things. He teaches about all of these things. And his whole devotional series and everything comes down to love, right? Love. Love. And Yeshua said to love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. If you believe in him, you're going to follow him. And do you do that? Do you do that? John 14, 23-24 says, Yeshua said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. He will keep my words. Are you following the commandments of our wonderful Messiah? Are you following them? Do you desire and pray and speak to him every single day? Matthew 6, 6 says, but whatever you pray, go in your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees you from the hidden place will reward you. Mark 11, 24 says, for this I tell you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Where is your belief and your trust? Ask and you shall receive. Watch and pray. Taste how good he is. We must understand trust and believe. We must believe. And I'm telling you today, there's a lack of belief. Yeshua was crying not because he doubted Yahweh, not because he didn't believe, but because of your disbelief. He's still crying. Because we say we believe, and then we lose sleep over something that man is trying to do. We should not lose sleep over that. Because we have no problem getting dressed up and to be on time to go to a court. But Yeshua's crying because we can't present ourselves to him and have time to go to prayer. Yeshua is crying over this and weeping. That we have time to give to secular music and to TV shows and all these worldly wicked things, but we don't have time to give to reading his word. That we know the words of a secular song better than we know his word. We know the characters of Hollywood better than we know the characters of scripture. He's weeping and crying because all he has shown us in our lack of faith. Matthew 11, 28, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and tired, and he will give us rest. It's time we started to listen to him. For if you trust in him, he says in Matthew 4, 4, if it is written, one must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of mouth of Yahweh. And John 6:35 says, Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will not thirst. Are you ready to never hunger or never thirst and trust in him and how good he is? And how good he is. Hallelujah. Praise a wonderful creator. Matthew 6:33 says, seek his kingdom and righteousness, and all the things will be given to you. Will be given to you. So I ask you again, are you using that gift of faith? Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man abound with blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich will not go unpunished. Hebrews 13:21 says, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why were they crying when Lazarus was laid down? Why were they doubting Yeshua? Our Creator says to be thankful for all the things he does and to trust in him. And if he decides to take one of us, his decision, his choice, he giveth and he taketh away. That's what Job said. And that's the heart we need, to trust in him, to trust in him. Remember, it's not about us, it's about him. Less of us and more of him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Yahweh, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of Yeshua, wonderful Messiah. Give thanks to Yahweh, the Father through him. And Psalms 103:2 says, praise Yahweh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's a beautiful thing. We need to understand and trust. Philippians 4:11-13 says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am being content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be abound. In anything and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Sing the praise of Yahweh and his faithful people. Praise his holy name. Psalms 30, verse 4. To trust in him. To trust in him. And have complete faith in what he says and what he does and where he wants us to go and what he wants us to do. Do not doubt our Creator. Yahweh loves you. Yahweh loves you. Do not doubt him. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to realize that he is always faithful. Lamentations 3, verse 22-23 says, the steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold tightly without wavering to hope we affirm, for Yahweh can be trusted to keep his promise. His promise to do good things for us a long time ago. We must remain faithful. It says in Proverbs 20, verse 6, many claim to have an unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find? That's why Yeshua is weeping. A faithful person who can find? There are people out there. We hit hard times in life. Things go on in our life, but we have faith in him. Remember, Job lost everything and he got it back. You know, why are we doubting? Why do we cry? Why do we get upset? Why are we fearing man? Let the faith of Yahweh sustain you amongst all things, amongst all times. Hallelujah. A wonderful creator who gives us this wonderful gift, not only of faith, but of the Holy Spirit. Not only of the Holy Spirit, but of calmness and peace and shalom that he wants to put on us. And if you do not have that peace, calmness, and shalom, and peace, and that love, you do not have faith in our creator. You do not have faith in him. He wants you to remain faithless this day and every day. Come to him every morning in complete faith. You don't need a miracle today to see and be faithful. He's already done it. He's done everything that he needs to do. It's time for you to step up or step out. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Hallelujah. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. We have to remember that. Remember that. 1 Samuel 2:35 says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest. Faithful. How great is your faithfulness today? Do you believe that our Creator wants the best for you? Then why do you doubt? Why do you doubt? I know where I'm getting my food from today. I know who's supplying me everything that I need in my life. That I need in my life. I live in peace because I trust in Him. Not being worried about man's worries and man's bills and man's notes with numbers on them, but no, my Creator gives me more riches than anyone could ever give me. He's already done it for me. It's not something He will do. It's something that is done. That's what we have to understand. He's not going to exalt you. He already has. He's not going to die for you. He already has. He's not going to do miracles for you. He already has. He already has. We already have it. What are we waiting for? It's already there. Take it. The wonderful gift of faithfulness and joy and peace. All my hope is in Yahshua. Thank God my yesterday's gone. We must trust Him and be faithful to Him at all times and never waver and never go backwards. And we must be thankful for all the things He does. Thank you for this day, Father Yahweh, for blessing us so much more than we could ever imagine, for giving us the greatest gift we can ever get in the Holy Spirit to help us, that we live faithful every day and trust in You and no other than You and have nothing than You. And we're fine with that. For us, Father Yahweh, we have all we need in You. And I pray that everyone listening right now will believe that and trust that and have faith in that. Remember, suffering well doesn't mean everything in our life is always going to go great according to our will, but it's not our will that we should be concerned with, it's His will. Suffer well, remember, we might not see Him in the valley with us. Remember that set of footprints when it was only one set of footprints. He wasn't leaving us or departing us, He was carrying us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May your faith be built. And those hard times, may you persevere. Don't just praise our Creator when things are good, but praise Him when things don't go according to your will. Praise Him every single day. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day you have made. Thank you, everybody. Remain faithful, remain hopeful, and may Yahweh's shalom and peace be upon you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.